With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
We have a new report highlighting just how unaffordable rents have become for low-wage workers across a lot of the U.S. Finance experts recommend spending no more than a third of income on housing expenses, but according to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, that's impossible for many minimum wage workers. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Researchers compared federal data on rents nationwide to local minimum wages. For a minimum wage earner who works full-time, a two-bedroom rental is out of reach in every state, says report co-author Dan Threet.
These workers provide invaluable services for our society, but they're not making wages that will actually allow them to afford homes in their area.
He says the disparity is the worst in California cities, where minimum wage is at least $14 an hour. Yet a worker earning that amount in San Francisco would need the equivalent of nearly five full-time jobs to afford a two-bedroom rental. But it's not only pricey coastal cities that are unaffordable, says Richard Green at the University of Southern California.
You have places where it's the cost of the housing, and then you have the places where it's people don't make any money.
He says two things are playing out in different ways across the country. Housing shortages drive prices higher, and minimum wages don't always keep pace. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.